is Father David Zellery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's Focus. That's all, folks. Dear friends, as our liturgical year draws to a close, we're in the last chapter of Mark's Gospel, just before Christ's passion and resurrection. Jesus is putting an exclamation point on his public preaching, and he's going out with a bang. Mark's entire 13th chapter is a chilling exposition of the end of days. Here's a candid confession. I've never been very comfortable with reading about the coming cataclysm, much less preaching about it. The idea, well, it literally scares the hell out of me. But doubtless, I suspect that's what God intended. You see, it's a stark reminder that our loving God, well, he's not a pushover. He's merciful, but he's just. So what are we to take away from these dire predictions? First of all, it's the revealed word of God. We can quibble with it, we can deny it, but we're not going to change it. We must live with it, and more than that, we must learn to embrace it. Whether our own end time comes individually or as a species, it most surely will come no matter what. And in the context of eternity, distinctions about the means and the time, well, they're of marginal significance. How God chooses to gather us home, that's his business. We pray for a merciful passage, but his will be done. I'm sure that from time to time, most of us share Woody Allen's sentiment that I'm not afraid of death, I just don't want to be there when it happens. Hopefully, we're not as fixated or neurotic as Woody, but his is a natural human reaction to the uncertainty that surrounds the absolute certainty of death. The difference is we have the ultimate ace in the hole. Jesus has promised an endless second act to this life's drama. Here's another confession. I'm a lifelong fan of Bugs Bunny cartoons. After 5 minutes of furious fun at the expense of Elmer Fudd, Bugs would always give his signature sign-off. That's all, folks. But it never was all. You see, Bugs would always be back with another adventure. In Mark 13, Jesus is telling, that's all, folks, for the earth and for our life on it. But Jesus is promising a new and far greater adventure. You see, the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory to gather his elect from the four winds. And if we've paid attention to the first 12 chapters of Mark, we know with certainty that this life is not all there is. We're not facing our end, we're facing our beginning. You see, over and over, Jesus has promised eternal life to those who believe in him. Through the resurrection, he conquered death and is a daily presence in the lives of all believers. That's the secret of coming to grips with our mortality. With his own mortality approaching, Jesus warns us, beware, keep alert. While we don't know the day or the hour, both for ourselves or for the earth, he tells us he is near. Keeping near to God, or more to the point, keeping near to God is what life is all about. Whether our last moments are spent slipping peacefully off or in cataclysm, the destination is the same. We'll all soon stand before a loving but a just God. So the big question is not if and when we go to God, but rather how we go to him. Do we face heaven's judge as indifferent or alienated strangers? Or do we go as faithful children in the arms of our loving Father? Whether it's an individual judgment day or the collective day of reckoning, it's clearly not the best time to make God's acquaintance. Infinitely better to have our constant conversation with God only briefly interrupted on this side of life's threshold, and then lovingly picked up again in glory. My friends, God is waiting. He's near. Stay near to him, so when he calls us, we can truly rejoice. That's all, folks. We're home. This has been Father David Zellery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidzellery.org or follow me on Facebook or Twitter. God love you.